At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Red states versus blue states. Who has the best housing market? That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, founder of Morris Invest, which is a company that helps you invest in real estate. And very often here on the show, I get a lot of comments when I talk about different states that are landlord-friendly, states that I love to invest in, etc. And people will always leave a comment that says, well, that's a typical red state for you. Or if I'm, you know, bashing California, they'll say, that's because it's a blue state. Well, now we actually have some data that shows us who have the best housing markets in the country. When I say best, what the company Veros found in their data and analytics is that this breaks down along basically state lines, party lines, red, blue. There's a clear distinction here. So leave your politics at the door. This isn't any kind of bashing of different parties and anything like that. But it does point to where populations are leaving. Certain states where populations are just getting out, where you have high taxes, where you have inhospitable job growth for businesses. I mean, there's clear points here. So, you know, try to watch this video with an open mind, depending on where you are politically. And I'm not going to tell you either way how to feel about it. I'm just going to give you the data and you can ruminate on it a little bit. Okay, so let's talk about these different metrics that they're looking at here. Number one, they're looking at appreciation. So they're looking at the different housing markets across the country and seeing what is appreciating nicely. And it turns out some of the red states are seeing almost a whole point higher than the blue states for appreciation. Now, typically, you're getting around a 3% appreciation or so. In some of these red states, you're seeing over 4% appreciation in some of these different housing markets. A couple of other big things that are at play here with these, with the most recent data, is what's known as out migration, people leaving states in droves because of high taxes. Now, of course, when we had the tax cuts and the new jobs program that rolled through under President Trump, some of these high tax states like New Jersey and New York and others were getting hit hard because they were not able to claim anything higher than $10,000 on their taxes. It was capped at $10,000. Well, I've got news for you. In states like New Jersey, I mean, I know our taxes in New Jersey, one of the most expensive tax counties in the country where we used to live, was $17,000 a year for property taxes. So if you're only allowed the cap of $10,000 that you're able to claim and deal with on your taxes, why would I eat that other $7,000? I'm just going to move, right? I'm just going to get out. So I'm no longer in New Jersey. I sold my house a while ago. I am not there, one of the highest tax states in the country. But so many other people leaving these high tax states in favor of more favorable tax areas. So let's go through some of the states that made the list here. Let's start at the bottom. I'm just going to throw this out there. Who do you think the top, the bottom five states, who do you think they are? Blue states, red states, what do you think? On the bottom, I'm talking highest taxes, lowest appreciation, and most expensive to live, what would you say? Yeah, you're right. Blue states. So let's go through the bottom five states here. Let's start with Vermont. Vermont is only going to see about a 2.4% appreciation. And that's below the national average. Vermont getting hit hard. Next up on the list is a state that I absolutely love and would actually love to live someday, but it's so expensive and the property taxes are so high and people are leaving because it's so expensive. 2.2% in Hawaii, the beautiful state of Hawaii, but a lot of problems there. Another state where I used to live, I used to work in Midtown Manhattan, but they get you on so many different levels with taxes, is New York, 2.2% appreciation. So again, below the national average. Now here are the bottom two. These are like the worst, worst, worst. Connecticut. Connecticut with just 1%. I mean, property taxes in Connecticut are through the roof, no pun intended. And then Illinois. And people want to know why I don't invest in places like in Illinois and Connecticut and New York and Hawaii and Vermont. It's for these reasons. Illinois with 0.7% appreciation. So those are the bottom five states. Now, we're going to get to the top five states here in a moment, the other ones. But there are some big reasons why these blue states were in the bottom. And look, when I talk about being landlord friendly, these are precisely the reasons why I don't invest in states like this. Being a landlord friendly state is a place that's hospitable for me as a rental real estate investor. And so Vermont, Hawaii, New York, Connecticut, Illinois, I mean, New Jersey, you could add to that list, Oregon, California, you would see really expensive home prices, high property taxes, and very inhospitable for business growth. So business owners in these particular states have a difficult time dealing with city regulations and other things. I'll give you one example out of California. And a friend in San Jose opened a restaurant, and they wanted to expand the restaurant and be able to hire even additional employees to their patio space that was included in the restaurant. And to get city approval, they had to build a handicap ramp to the outside patio area. It was going to be a fun outside bar area where they would serve food and everything else. Expanding the restaurant, more city taxes, more employment in that particular neighborhood. And they came and got the ramp installed according to the city inspector that told them exactly how they had to install it. Once they installed it, and it cost them a lot of money, another city inspector came back and said, no, this is wrong. It needs to be over there. And he said, no, the plans that you gave me said it needed to be here. Well, no, I'm sorry, that's wrong. It needs to be over there. So instead, they couldn't afford the $100,000 it was going to take to redo the whole thing. They just didn't open it. They just didn't open the outside restaurant. Fewer employment, less city taxes for people eating there and for sales tax on the food. I mean, this is the kind of bureaucracy you're dealing with in some of these blue states, in some of these high-cost blue states. That's just the bottom line. And the out-migration with people leaving like crazy. So we used to do these pattern recognition software programs on the old show that I used to work on, and you would see the lines from California, New York, New Jersey, going down to these red states, Texas, Florida, and otherwise, because of taxes, because of weather is also a factor. But the regulation, the high taxes, the dense population, and the non-incentives to want to live there anymore. So let's get to the top five states. I think this data is fascinating here. So these are the top five states, the top five housing market outlook states for 2020. Now, I wouldn't necessarily invest in some of these areas because they're still a little pricey, and I invest in red states mostly. But it just goes to show you where people are moving. So number one, let's just take a look at this. Number one on the list is, let me start at number five, I'll work backwards. Number five on the list is Nebraska. Omaha, doing very, very well. It's a tech corridor, very well, but 5.8% appreciation in Nebraska. It's pretty darn good. That's, again, almost 2 points higher than the national average for appreciation. Wyoming. Also doing very, very well on this list, 5.8%. Beautiful state of Wyoming, still very low population. It's also very business friendly. You've heard us here talk on the show many, many times about setting up a holding company, LLCs, and other things in that state because it's very protective for investors. It's very protective for business owners. So Wyoming is one of the top states for business development. I mean, again, it's amazing to think, right, when a state is pro-business, lower taxes, friendlier for that environment, you're going to have more people moving there. You're going to see property values increase and higher demand in those areas. And my God, Wyoming is one of the most beautiful states in the country. Number three on the list is Utah. I was surprised by this one being so high, 6.2% appreciation. But again, Utah, a lot of people leaving California and moving to Utah. Salt Lake City area is just booming. Ogden, Utah, 6.2% appreciation. That's pretty incredible. All right, number two on this list, a place that I love and go and visit very often, is the state of Arizona with 7.2% appreciation. Again, Arizona, Phoenix, Scottsdale, those areas, Phoenix and Scottsdale and others, the beneficiary of California sucking wind and all these people moving out of California into the Arizona housing market. So prices there, you know, Arizona got hit pretty hard during the downturn, but it has bounced back in a big way. So 7.2%. And of course, you remember Jerry Norton, a friend of the show who's been on here multiple times. Jerry lives in Arizona and does quite a bit of work in that area, house flipping. So it is a hot, hot market. So good on you, Jerry. You're in the right place. And number one on the list, I've done a lot of videos here on this, talked quite extensively about the state of Idaho and the amount of time that I've spent in Boise, Idaho, analyzing that market. Again, it's not an area that I would invest in because the prices to me are, they're out of whack with return on investment, ROI, but it is one of the hottest housing areas in the entire country. So much so that they've actually, you know, those people that live in Idaho, they're from Idaho, that actually have bumper stickers that say, build a wall between us and California, because so many Californians are coming to Idaho. Boise, particularly, is one of the hottest housing markets in the country, but 9.3% appreciation in Idaho in general. The houses there, you know, a few years ago were selling for $300,000 in the Boise area, selling for $550,000 now, the exact same house. That's the type of appreciation that you're seeing in that market. So there you go. There are the top five red state housing markets in the country and how they're just crushing those blue states right now. I mean, I said at the beginning, I really want to get into politics here, but it is these policies that are driving this. So when you've got inhospitable business climate, you've got state and local taxes going through the roof. Through the roof, a non-business friendly environment, so businesses don't want to move there. They'd rather move to Tennessee and Texas and these other states that want to be able to do business there, getting tax incentives to do it. It's a clear sign that maybe somebody in government needs to start making some changes, because you're losing population big time. These states' population growth, it's declining significantly. So everyone's moving out of those states. Better pay attention, politicians, or you get your head examined. So that's a little behind the scenes today of some data that I was just playing with and looking at some of the hottest housing markets, red states, blue states, just in time for the election. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop a comment below and let me know your thoughts on red states versus blue states. Do you agree with this data or not? We'll see you next time, everyone.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim, that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.